No.
Did you never?
One time I was trying to play cowboy with them, but after a while I just think about it and I say I'm not going to worry.
Definitely.
And my mommy told me, don't worry myself.
Mm-hmm. So. Not to worry about it. Yeah. Okay. Now, what kind of work did you do when you were in England?
Factory work.
Okay.
We work a couple of times when in factory. That's all the work I done.
What kind of work?
Well, I work in a paper mill.
Mm-hmm.
And I work we have to varnish.
Uh-huh.
Varnish things.
Yeah.
And I work in, the last work I worked to is a place, Expander. They make a lot of poison thing there, you know,
mm-hmm.
in tube.
Uh-huh.
You see?
I see.
And I like a beach, I don't, you know what I mean?
And that's...
They call them beach, I think therefore stick the road when the road crack.
Is it a paste kind of stuff, you mean, that mends the road?
Yeah, it's very black and thing.
Oh, and macadam?
Yeah.
I see.
All kind of thing.
Uh-huh. Well, what were your jobs, specifically?
I used to work in the warehouse.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, when they bring in the stuff,
yeah,
we unload it.
Uh-huh.
And when they go, you know what, we load the,
yeah, right, yeah,
the lorry again.
I see,
stuff.
Yeah. And then do inventory from time to time, I suppose. But that must have been quite, had you been a fisherman before you went to England?
Yeah, all my life.
Yeah, I know, but it was that kind of a, wasn't that pretty difficult for you, the factory work compared to fish, being a fisherman?
Well, no, because what happened, my mind was make up because I wasn't going to look at a job and I decide anything I get to.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Because I feel like anything they ask me to do, mm-hmm. I could have done.
Yeah.
You know, when you're young, you're strong and...
Yeah. Did you like England better than St. Kitts?
No, I prefer St. Kitts.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Yeah. England is a kind of... You're lonely, dear man. You're too lonely. You're not thinking that you could walk up and down all day and night and sit down to the side road and enjoy the fresh breeze.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
You see, because too much of a heat up there.
Uh-huh.
So when you breathe the air into too nice.
Yeah. So, but the work wasn't pleasant.
No, the work wasn't that nice too.
No, but that I imagine. So, well, now I'd like you to tell me about fishing. Tell me, just describe for me a day, a typical day as a fisherman.
Yeah, man, I used to have some lovely days. We catch a lot of fish.
Yeah. What time do you get up?
Well, sometimes we go out there about 5 o'clock,
uh-huh.
and we come in around about 10
mm-hmm.
with a boatload of fish.
Uh-huh. What kind of boat did you have?
Well, the boat is 18 feet.
18 feet?
Yeah.
It's a fishing boat, huh?
Yeah. And we got some big fishing net. Well, not like over there, mm-hmm. because we ain't got no trawlers.
Yeah.
We got different net.
Mm-hmm.
You see, our net finer.
Then just with one, you need two boats or just one boat?
Well, you go out in one boat,
mm-hmm.
you see, with five of you in it, mm-hmm. or six of you, because it's a net and you want
uh-huh.
man to pull it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So everybody's working the net?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And you just, tell me about that, you just go along with the net in the water until...
Yeah, well, that's a good question you ask. Now, when we go out there, we take the trashes off of the cane, off of the sugar cane.
Yeah, what do you call that stuff?
We call them trash.
Or maga...
That is, not the sugar cane itself. The leaves then.
Maga-